Good morning, young ladies and all young disciples at heart. So as you've noticed, our young disciples are getting older. So that means the theme and the twist of these young disciple times are also getting older and more mature. So that means you can all join in. So this morning, okay, pop quiz, if you were paying attention. This morning we lit the candle of peace, good job. Last Sunday we lit the candle of hope. I think you'll both agree, even at your young ages, that we need more peace in this world, what you think? So Elizabeth is gonna talk to us this morning. Her scripture is about John in the wilderness. Do you think you guys could survive in the wilderness? Jesse, I was counting on you to say yes. She's training. I love it. I have total confidence in you. Kinsey, I didn't know you'd be up here with us, but me, I'm going to tell you, I am 100% sure that I could not survive in the wilderness. I just don't have any faith in myself to do that. But guess what? We're not all placed in the wilderness like John the Baptist was, like we're going to hear about, but we do have several times of wilderness times in our life, and I know all of them will agree with this. So the list might not be easy for you to name because you're so young, and I think you've, in a good way, been protected from a lot of the wilderness struggles in life. But tell me, what are some times of wilderness that you think we've been in before as adults? What are some times of struggle and pain that you see people around you or the adults? Do you want me to help you? COVID-19, good. When somebody passes away, yep. Tough times at work, stresses at school, tests, both at your ages and our college kids, tests. Bullying. There's lots of times of wilderness and struggle that people in life go through. So how do we find God's peace? How do we grab hold of that peace in those times? Pray. Exactly. You're right on. You're doubting yourself, but you're giving all the right answers. Read the Bible, pray, be close to God. But like everything else in life, that takes practice. So you want to be close to God in the good times, so in the bad times, you can call upon those experiences. You want to spend time in the Bible. You want to spend time in prayer. And prayer is thanking God for all the good things. Thanking God when you have an absolutely wonderful, fun day, thank God for that. And then when you have a test coming up or you have a stress in life, you ask him for help. You can talk to him all the time. So I'm glad, and I hope that you guys haven't had many wilderness struggles yet, but they're coming, and I want you to be ready. So spending time with God will help us grab hold of that peace, will help us trust him to be with us. I mean, he's always with us. We're not alone. And the more time we spend with him, we can trust that he's there, and we can have his peace, and we can have his hope, which is the candle we lit last week. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you give us the gifts of hope and peace. Help us to spend that time close to you so that we can grab hold of these and use them on the days that we need them the most, and also celebrate them on the wonderful days. We thank you for these gifts. Please hold these wonderful disciples close to you and keep them safe. In your son's name we pray. Amen.